This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What if we could do quick, easy, and simple things to get huge reward in the sight of Allah? Well, you can. Let's find out how. Assalamu alaikum, I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam, speaking to you from the blessed city of Mecca. Maybe you're feeling down because you're so busy with work or studies or looking after the kids that you feel you don't have enough time to focus on your relationship with Allah. Maybe you're looking for some quick, easy and simple deeds that can still earn you mountains of reward, inshallah. If so, then you want to pay attention till the end of this video. Let's see what we can do that is easy, simple, and doesn't take up much time. Number one, purify your intention. Yep, this is a big one, yet most of us probably don't focus on this as much as we should. Simply make a sincere intention and firm resolution to perform as many good deeds as possible for the sake of Allah. This can go a very long way. The Prophet ﷺ quoted Allah in a hadith Qudsi, saying, Allah has written down the good deeds and the bad ones. Then he explained it by saying, he who intended to do a good deed but didn't do it, Allah writes it down with himself as a full good deed. But if the person intended to do that deed and then did do it, then Allah writes it down with himself as anything from 10 good deeds all the way up to 700 times or many times over. But the Prophet ﷺ continues, quoting from Allah, but if he intended to do a bad deed yet did not do it, Allah writes it down with himself as a full good deed. Yes, a good deed. But the Prophet ﷺ said from Allah, if he intended to do that bad deed and then did it, Allah writes it down as just one bad deed. And this hadith is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. With all the deeds you perform, try to have the intention that they are only for Allah and beg Allah that He multiplies your deeds. Also, try to make even your seemingly mundane deeds into acts of worship. How can you do this? Well, let's take an example. If you make a sincere intention that you're working many hours each day in a halal way to provide for your family, then you'll actually be rewarded for that Islamic obligation, even though you're simply working, earning money for your family. Number two, pray Salatul Dhuha. The Prophet ﷺ said, in the morning, every single joint of yours must pay a sadaqah or charity. Every subhanallah is a sadaqah. Every alhamdulillah is a sadaqah. Every la ilaha illallah is a sadaqah. Every Allahu Akbar is a sadaqah. Every time you command the good, it is a sadaqah. And every time you forbid evil, it is a sadaqah. And all this is accomplished through two rak'ahs that one can pray in duha. And this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Now, Salatul Duha is a prayer prayed anytime after about 10 to 15 minutes after sunrise until before the sun has reached its peak or its zenith. In other words, before the time of Dhuhr. And these two rak'ahs should not take you more than just a few minutes. But doing this gives you the reward of all of the things that I just mentioned in that hadith. The minimum number of rak'ahs is two. So when you wake up in the morning, try to pray at least two rak'ahs with this intention. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, and listen carefully to this amazing hadith, whoever prays the Fajr prayer, then sits in his place of prayer, remembering Allah until sunrise, then prays two rak'ahs, and of course this is referring to Salatul Dhuha, and then prays two rak'ahs, shall be rewarded as if he had performed Hajj and Umrah with a reward that is complete, complete, complete. Wow! Allahu Akbar! Sitting in your place after Fajr until about 15 minutes after sunrise, making dhikr of Allah, and then praying only two rak'ahs of duha prayer can give such a huge reward. Now bear in mind, for those of you who want a shortcut, while you do get the reward of the Hajj and Umrah, it doesn't mean that the obligation of actually doing Hajj is dropped. You still have to do that if you're able to do so. Number three. So the third thing that we can do, simple, easy, is dhikr. Remembering Allah is something that can be done anywhere, anytime, even when you're performing other tasks. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Should I not inform you of the best of your deeds, the purest of them with your master, and the highest of them in your rank? Something that is better for you than spending gold and silver, and better for you than meeting your enemy and striking their necks, and they strike your necks." They said, "Of course." The Prophet ﷺ said, "The remembrance of Allah." And this is in Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Let's take a look at some quick and easy words of dhikr, or remembrance of Allah, which have huge reward in the sight of Allah. Firstly, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. This means none has the right to be worshipped but Allah alone, who has no partner. His is the dominion and His is the praise, and He is able to do all things. The Prophet ﷺ says, if anyone says in the morning, and then he mentioned this dhikr, he will have the reward equivalent to setting free a slave from among the descendants of Ismail alayhi salam. He will have 10 good deeds recorded for him and 10 evil deeds deducted from him, and he will be raised in rank by 10 degrees. And he will be guarded against the shaitan until the evening. And if he says these words in the evening, he will have a similar outcome until the morning. And this is reported by Abu Dawood. Now we know that Islam attaches huge reward to freeing slaves. And while we can't free slaves and get that reward, we can still get that huge reward by doing this dhikr. Another highly rewarding dhikr is to say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a famous hadith, there are two statements that are light on the tongue, heavy on the scales, and beloved to Ar-Rahman, the Merciful. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Which means glory be to Allah, and His is all praise, and Allah the greatest is free from imperfection. And this hadith is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Number four. The fourth thing that is easy for us to do with a lot of reward is reciting the Quran. If you don't have time to read lots of Quran, Allah, through His infinite mercy, has made the reward of reciting some parts of the Quran more than others. For example, reciting Suratul Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ gets you the reward equal to reciting one third of the Quran. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this surah, by Him in whose hand is my soul, it is equal to one third of the Quran. And this hadith is reported by Bukhari. Another example of this is reciting Ayatul Kursi, which is ayah number 255 from Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the chapter number 2 of the Quran. It was narrated that Abu Umama radiallahu anhu said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever recites Ayatul Kursi immediately after each obligatory prayer, there will be nothing standing between him and paradise except for death. Allahu Akbar. And this is reported by An-Nasa'i and Ibn Hibban. So try to really concentrate and contemplate on Allah's majesty when you are reciting these ayat. And you can see they only take a short amount of time, but yet the reward is immense. Number five, seeking forgiveness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best supplication for seeking forgiveness is to say, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'atu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa ant. And this means, O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no true God except you. You have created me, and I am your slave, and I hold to your covenant as far as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge the favors that you have bestowed upon me, and I confess my sins. Pardon me, for none but you has the power to pardon. He who supplicates in these terms during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day, in other words, before the evening, he will be a person of paradise. And if anyone supplicates in these words, during the night with firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he will be a person of paradise. SubhanAllah, these are the words of the Prophet ﷺ in this beautiful hadith. Now, another thing to bear in mind is don't just seek forgiveness for yourself, but ask Allah to forgive all the Muslims. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever seeks forgiveness for the believing men and believing women, Allah will give him for every believing man and every believing woman one good deed. SubhanAllah, that's potentially billions of deeds for simply asking forgiveness for your fellow Muslims. Especially when you consider all those who are alive now and those who have passed away throughout time. So you can say, Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. O Allah, forgive the Muslims, male and female, forgive the believers, male and female, those who are alive and those who have passed away, with your mercy, O you who have mercy. Number 6, recite durood. Sending salah or salam upon the Prophet ﷺ is among the most virtuous acts of worship. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, whoever sends salah upon me once, Allah will send salah upon him 10 times and will erase 10 sins from him and will raise him 10 degrees in rank. And this hadith is narrated by An-Nasa'i. All you have to do to get this reward is to simply say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. O Allah, send salah upon Muhammad. Which means that you're asking Allah to bestow His blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or something of that nature. Number 7, give charity. There are so many virtues of giving charity, but we don't have time to go into all of that detail right now. But just reflect on this verse from the Quran. Allah says, the likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is the likeness of a grain, meaning a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whomsoever He wills. And Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knower. Even giving £1 or dollar with the right intention will inshallah be rewarded multiple times over. So brothers and sisters, let's try our best to do all these things if we can, or at least most of them, as they are easy deeds to do with huge reward on our scales on the Day of Judgment. And we need this reward on that terrifying day. I'm your brother, Abu Abdus Salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.